Yo, what's going on, internet? It's your boy Super Tia, and welcome to the first episode of the Goof Nut Podcast. In these podcasts, I'm going to be rambling on and on about whatever topics I feel like talking about. I will be unfiltered, and it's going to be topics that I find, topics that you guys send me, topics that are trending, or topics that just, you know, come from left field, be that as it may. So, now we got a general consensus. Let's go ahead and talk about today's specific episode. In today's episode, I'll be giving you the origin story of Goofnut, aka how this story came to be. I'll be talking about NBA 2K20 and its disaster of an opening week. I'll be talking about the aftermath of the chicken sandwich war. And I'll be talking about a controversial subject that I came up with, men and women, the double standard dilemma. So, now that you know the topics of the day, let's go ahead and dive right into them. The origin story of Goofnut. First of all, let me just say that I am an avid listener of podcasts. As of right now, I'm listening to 8. Hokage Thoughts, Genius Brain, No Chaser, Damn Internet You Scary, Advice from a Fuckboy, The Basement Yard Podcast, The Cloudy Podcast, and Gaming Illuminati Podcast. So, out of those 8, I listen to 3 religiously. Hokage Thoughts, Genius Brain, and No Chaser. So, all of those podcasts that I said, not just the 3, but all of them, inspired me to make a podcast of my own. And I did. For a while, I had a podcast called Super Teal Talks, which is the same premise of this podcast, except I'm unfiltered. I never had good topics to talk about. And the title fucking sucked. So that's why that original podcast didn't take off, is because the title wasn't interesting. And for those of you guys who don't know about podcasts come in 2 forms, audio and visual. And yeah, so my podcast was strictly audio. And the only thing that could promote audio is the title. My title, you know, fucking sucked. It was just Super Teal Talks. People who, you know, randomly come past that, it's like, I don't know who the fuck Super Teal is, why I want to hear him talk. Whereas Goofnut is more interesting. How did I come up with the name Goofnut specifically? That's it's not necessarily an interesting story, but it's the truth nonetheless. It was inspired by Genius Brain. Genius Brain, he described the name of his podcast in one of the podcasts. Genius Brain is initially, it was an insult. You know, like, let's say somebody does something dumb, you'll go, smart move, Genius Brain. It was sarcastic. And I recently deleted all of the Super Teal Talks because I plan to rebrand. I just didn't have a name. So I was thinking, I was like, what should I call it? And then he basically gave the reason behind the Genius Brain title. So I was like, I got it. I'm going to call mine the Goofnut Podcast. Reason being is because I always call people Goofnut when they do something dumb. And the reason why I call them like Goofnut instead of idiot or stupid or dumb, you know, stuff like that, is because Goofnut has an extremely less negative connotation than those other insults. If somebody called you Goofnut, your initial response would probably be to laugh or call them weird. Not, you know, be ready to fight as the other ones usually do. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna just name my podcast Goofnut. Because sometimes I can be goofy, sometimes I can be a sarcastic a-hole, which is the whole, you know, point of the word. You're being, you know, dumb, goofy, you're a goof nut. So, here we are. Once again, I say, it's not the best origin story, it's not funny, it's not really interesting, but it's the goddamn truth. But, moving on. NBA 2K20. Oh my gosh. NBA 2K, or not even NBA 2K, 2K is a horrible fucking company to start off. 2K, they don't listen to the fan base, and when they do, they listen, and then they change up, like, right at the end. You know what I mean? Like, let's say I'm making a game, I'm making a fighting game, and y'all are like, man, it's too technical, loosen up the controls, and put in finishing moves. And I go, okay, I put in finishing moves, but you can only do them at the start of the match. Like, they'll take what I say, I'll take what they say, and I'll go completely left field with it. That's what NBA 2K does. We say, fix dribbling mechanics, they make them shits worse. We say fix the shot meter, they make them shits worse. We say, you know, fix shooting, they makes them shits worse. They makes them shits. Okay, they make those shits worse. So, like, NBA 2K, first off, there's a dude who works for 2K. His main job is promoting the game and dealing with social media stuff. That man's name is Ronnie Singh, but he is known to the NBA 2K community as Ronnie 2K. This nigga lied so fucking much, bro. Like, he's been lying since NBA 2K17. He's been lying for like 3 fucking games. The games are all annual, by the way, which I think it's one of the problems. They keep putting out rushed fucking products and not actually working on the game. But he lied so much over the past couple of years. It's just ridiculous. But this time, me and the community feels like he went too fucking far because he lied too fucking much. He said there was going to be a component in the game called respecking, which basically, instead of spending real money on in-game currency to upgrade different players, you know, different builds that you make, you can literally just take the attributes of a build or the badges of a build and put it on the new build. Yeah, that was a fucking lie. He said that in one of his live streams, right? When he said that, one of the game's developers, Mike Wong, whatever, however you pronounce his name, he came in his chat and was like, yeah, that's a lie. I don't know where he got that from. One of the people that's supposed to be on your team literally called you out for your lying bullshit. That is ridiculous. And it's gotten so bad with his lying that, first of all, the game, it started off fucking horrible. Like, the mechanics were fucking awful. Shooters can't shoot. Like, I have an 88 three-point and a 90 mid-range, which means if I'm left open, I shouldn't miss that shot. Well, yeah. First of all, shots are super fucking slow. You have to waste badges on it. Whereas previous years, you could literally change the speed before you play a game. Or before you, you know, even touch the My Career, you can change the speed of your shot. Yeah. No. Not this time. This time, it requires a badge. And badges, the badge grind is fucking ridiculous in NBA 2K. It's fucking awful. Like, it just takes way too much. I prefer, you know, the previous year's badge grind over this one because it's so fucking dumb. Like, I think that's one of the worst things about it. And there's so many technical issues with the game. Like, one of the glitches that I've received is my character doesn't have a fucking name. I put my actual name on my character in every 2K. I just do because that's what the game is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be, what if you put in the actual NBA, is your career. That's why it's called My Career, right? So I always put my name in the game. This year I put my name in the game. These motherfuckers deleted my name to where there's no trace of my name. Like, it's not on the back of my jerseys. It's not in the top right corner where they usually give players names when they have possession of the ball and shit like that. Yeah, no. My name is completely fucking gone. I'm referred to as Shay, which is the name they give you for the My Career story mode. I'm referred to Shay and Freak because I, you know, changed the nickname of my character. I'm referred to those all fucking game because I don't have a real name anymore. And I'm not the only person that was hit with that fucking glitch. Also, people are earning rep, which means basically how a character levels up. People are earning rep, but they're not being rewarded with it. What that means is they're doing hella work and literally getting no payoff for it. That way, their fucking player can't upgrade anymore. Literally, their player can't upgrade. Bullshit. Bullshit. And there's so many other problems with the game. If I was to tell you all the fucking problems with it, I'd literally be here for 20 extra minutes. So to sum it up, NBA 2K, they fucking lied. Like, fucking hell, they just lied so fucking bad. It was so bad that I want to say on the game's third or fourth day, hashtag fix NBA 2K, was trending number one in the United States, and hashtag FireRonnie2K was number four in the United States. Both of those hashtags was in the top five. When bad comments about your game is top five trending in America, oh, fix your shit. Fix your shit. Fix your shit. Fix your shit. Like, I don't get it. You know your game is complete fucking garbage, and you still put that shit out. Then, we didn't get a patch for like 4 fucking days. Usually they have a day one patch because their game always starts off with fucking problems, duh. But we waited 4 days for the first patch, and then you didn't even fix a majority of what the fuck you was supposed to fix. So, there's that. I mean, I'm adjusting to the game because, you know, that's what real gamers should do. They should just stop complaining and adjust if need be. But even that is super fucking hard to adjust because it's like, how am I supposed to adjust if I can't fucking shoot? My build is literally shooting. Also, that's another thing. They limit players. If you can shoot nine times out of ten, you can't dunk for shit. You can probably handle the ball, and you definitely can't play fucking defense. If you can dunk, you can probably handle the ball, you can't fucking shoot, and you definitely can't play fucking defense. If you can play defense and you can handle the ball, you can't shoot or dunk. Like, I guess it's for balance sake, but still, that shit is fucking horrible. What I think NBA 2K should do is they should go back to the 2K14, the 2K14 formula, where we can upgrade, there was caps, basically. We can upgrade our player however the fuck we want, except once we get to a certain point of upgrades, we can't upgrade them anymore. And however we built our player is just how the player is. Know what I mean? Like, if I have only a limited amount of points and I put all my points on shooting, rebounding, stealing, dunking, ball handling, you know, I balance it out, I wouldn't be able to do certain things. Like, I can't. All right, that was kind of bad. I'm gonna try it again. I can't fucking talk. I don't know why. Bear with me. I'm gonna try again. So, if I have a limited amount of points and I put them all on shooting, dribbling, defense, then I wouldn't be able to dunk, you know? But I have the option to upgrade the dunk instead of shooting, or I have the option to upgrade my playmaking instead of anything. Like, I can perfect dribbling, I have decent shooting, I have decent fucking dunking ability, but I can't get rebounds for shit. I can play defense, but I can't get rebounds for shit. I'm good with that. I'm good with that balance. Like, 2K14 was the perfect fucking formula. All you gotta do, we can upgrade our players however the fuck we wanted to, but we did have a cap. Like, at some point, we can't upgrade our player anymore. That's what the fuck they should have did with this 2K. But no, they made that shit 10 times fucking worse. And they lied so much that people are threatening to fucking send the game to the BBB, the Better Business Bureau, and have them sued for fucking false advertisement. And I guarantee if that happens, 2K is going to lose because they definitely false advertised this game. It was so bad. One of the advocates, the usual advocates for NBA 2K, is a NBA player by the name of Carl Anthony Towns, a.k.a. known as Cat. So, Cat is spelled K-A-T. Carl is spelled with a K. I don't know why his parents would do that to him, but they did. But Cat is usually a big advocate for 2K. And Ronnie2K posted a picture of him, Cat, and some other person sitting together, right? This nigga Cat retweeted it and said, "I'm surprised you still have a job. Hashtag FireRonnie2K." When one of the biggest advocates for the game is literally saying that you should be terminated, your employment should be terminated, bro, just like resign, bro. You don't even deserve to be in that business anymore. It's that bad. Like, people that you fucking paid to endorse the game or calling you out on your bullshit. Like, it's just awful. Social media influencers, celebrities, NBA players, all the like, is just like, yo, this game is fucking ass. Y'all need to fix it right now. This shit sucks. And they're supposed to be promoting your game? Dude, Hopefully 2K learns their lesson. Hopefully some change is, you know, coming. But if I know 2K, I know that they're not going to do shit about it, anything. And, you know, it's just going to take a turn. It's just going to take a turn for the worse. I feel like somebody actually has to, you know, bring it to the Better Business Bureau. And Better Business Bureau got to see them for what they are, you know. But I don't know. It's only been 1 week and all of this shit happened. Whew. Ridiculous. But it had like the worst opening week of a game of all time. Like Fallout 76, No Man's Sky, those, they're still bad to this day. Or, I don't really know because I didn't really play them. But from what I've seen, they're still bad to this day. But they had a similar opening weekend than NBA 2K. Like, the shit is extremely similar. So, hopefully the same thing happens. 2K gets fucked up in the process. And they learn to fix their shit. Because we need good basketball games. We don't have any good basketball games. We don't have any good football games. Because Madden 20... I heard it was fucking horrible too. So we need good sports games, people. Anyway, moving on. The aftermath of the chicken sandwich war. For those of you guys who have been living under a rock for the past couple of months, Chick-fil-A and Popeyes was beefing over chicken. See what I did there? Okay. Oh, all right. But yeah, they was going at it over a fucking chicken sandwich. Popeyes came out with a chicken sandwich and they was like, hey, nigga, hey, y'all know our chicken sandwich best, cuz come try our chicken sandwich. You know what I'm talking about? We got the spicy mayo on that joint. We got the Hawaiian bread. Come on, fam. We got the pickle. Come on, see what we talking about, cuz. See what we talking about, blood. Come on, dog. And Chick-fil-A is like, all right, you want more? It's war. You came out with a chicken sandwich? All right, cool. We already have a chicken sandwich. So we're going to come out with macaroni and cheese. Yeah, we did something there. And for a while, like, Popeyes was winning. Like, they was backing up traffic. Like, people was waiting 2 hours for the damn chicken sandwich. I tried it. First of all, I wasn't fiending to try the sandwich, you know what I mean? Like I said, if I just somehow get the sandwich, I'll try it. But I'm not going to be, you know, looking for it and searching for the shit. If it just happened to come to me, then boom. And my Aunt Tracy came through in clutch. She bought 3 chicken sandwiches for me, my little brother, and my older brother. My little brother couldn't eat it because it's, you know, spicy. So I ended up eating his too. Pause. Kinda, I guess. Whatever. Anyway. So with that being said, having tried it, it's not that fucking good. Like, it's good. Don't get me wrong. It's good. It's fucking, you know, good. Tastes great. But it's not good enough for the hype, man. Like, we have dudes jumping through drive-thru windows, punching Popeye's employees in the face. We have fucking niggas holding Popeye's employees up at gunpoint. Popeye's employees getting called all types of fucking names and getting all types of abuse over this goddamn chicken sandwich. It's not that fucking good. That whole situation literally pissed me off. Because it was literally resulting in the mistreatment of those fast food workers. And me, first of all, I'm going to let y'all know, I'm not really a big chicken sandwich guy, you know. I just don't like how much breading it is. Like, the breading of the chicken sandwich, of the actual chicken, plus the actual bread of the sandwich is, you know what I mean? Like, it's just not for me, you know. But I can eat a chicken sandwich, you know. I'm not looking for one, but I can eat them. But it's just, y'all did way too fucking much over that damn chicken sandwich. And Popeyes ended up running out of chicken. Oh, thank God. Chick-fil-A was like, we never run out of chicken sandwiches. Yeah, ungrateful sons of bitches. First of all, I don't know why we were comparing Popeyes and Chick-fil-A in the first place. Because Popeyes has the ghettoest fucking customer service I have ever seen. And Chick-fil-A has the greatest customer service I have ever seen in fast food. So, you know, there's that. I just don't get it. Like, yeah, the chicken sandwich tasted good. I never tried Chick-fil-A's chicken sandwiches. Once again, I'm not really a chicken sandwich person, but it just, y'all real live hyped up a chicken sandwich. Y'all brought millions, fucking millions to Popeyes over a goddamn chicken sandwich, but y'all refuse to support your local businesses. Like, I don't get it, bro. It's like niggas will be niggas. And I say niggas, I'm not saying black people. I'm not saying like ignorant people. Well, I actually am. I'm saying ignorant people. I'm not saying black people when I say niggas. I'm saying ignorant people. But niggas, y'all real life, y'all do dumb shit, bro. Y'all real life hyped up a fucking chicken sandwich. Y'all was causing fucking workers so much stress. And it got so bad that Popeyes was like, hey, we know y'all want the chicken sandwiches, so how about this? Y'all bring your own bread, right? We'll get y'all the chicken. Y'all still got to pay full price for it because, you know, we don't really give a fuck about y'all. But, you know, if y'all want the chicken sandwiches, we got y'all. Y'all just got to bring your own bread. You know what I'm talking about? That is the ghettoest shit I've ever heard of. Bring your own bread. You literally ran out of supplies to where you're literally telling people, hey, y'all want this shit, y'all gonna have to kick in on it, nigga. That shit's funny to me. I'm sorry, but that shit's funny to me. But this, all this hype over a goddamn chicken sandwich, it just shows me what the fuck is wrong with the country, bro. But anyway, moving on to the last topic of today. Men and women, the double standard dilemma. Throughout all of time, there has been a double standard between men and women. There has been multiple double standards. Like, for instance, men. If a dude sleeps with 3 women in a week, he's considered a king, a god. He's worshipped. However, if a woman sleeps with 3 dudes in a week, she's considered a hoe. Bashed. Like, I just... It's stupid. But for women... If a woman says she's bisexual, she would be more accepted than if a man said he was bisexual. Both have the same sexual preference of men and women, but for women, I guess it's more okay for them in the eyes of some people. I don't get it, but you know, some people they do. I just find that to be weird, you know? Like, I've seen it actually happen, like, in person. First of all, I have friends of all categories. Like, I have friends that are Christian, like, devoted Christian. I have friends that are atheists, friends that are homophobic, friends that are lesbian, gay, bi, transsexual, pansexual, you know, all of the alphabet people, as Dave Chappelle so politely put it. Go watch Sticks and Stones on Netflix. That shit is hilarious. I consider myself an ally to the LGBTQ stuff, but it's just like, you know, funny is funny. But, you know, that ain't had nothing to do with nothing. But I have friends a part of every category. I don't discriminate on who you are as a person. I have friends who are avid anime watchers, and I have friends that are fucking serial killers, like Bloods and Crips. I ain't gonna say they're serial killers because I don't know what they do in their spare time, but they Bloods and Crips, so you know, one can assume they did something to get in those gangs. But yeah, I have friends of all fucking categories, but men and women, it's like the double standard is real for them. Like, a man and a woman could literally have the same job, work the same amount. The women, well, I ain't gonna say they work the same amount. A man and women can have the same job. The woman can work extremely harder than the man, but the man will get paid more. Why? I don't know. That's just the country we live in. But there's also, like, other double standards to think about. Like, for women, a double standards thing that I've seen with y'all, when I say women, I'm not trying to generalize. I'm saying, like, some women, not all women, you know what I mean? But there are some women on the planet who think their vagina holds monetary value. Like, I ain't got to get him nothing for his birthday. All I got to do is have sex with him. Or I ain't got to work a day in my life. All I got to do is put it down on some dude and I'll be set. Like, it's actually women that really, really think like that. And a dude is not really, he's not really supposed to think like that. You know what I mean? Like, women who think like that, 9 times out of 10, they're being praised, a.k.a. fucking hot girls and city girls, them ratchet assholes. I don't get it, bro. Whereas a dude, if he, you know, if he say that, then he's looked down upon. Like, oh, you think just because you got a dick, it's going to be easy for you? Like, you got another thing coming, you dumbass nigga. But you just literally clapped up Meg Thee Stallion for saying that shit. Not that Meg Thee Stallion says any of that. I'm not sure she does. I don't really listen to her music like that. But Hot Girls and City Girls, the influence that y'all have on people is that. I don't get it, man. Like, women, they actually, there are some on the planet who actually believe that their vagina holds more monetary value than something that actually holds monetary value. Like, I've seen women, their standards are extremely high. Like, dudes are looked down upon for body shaming. Oh, I like my women to be, you know, a specific size. They can't be anorexic and they can't be sloppily fat, you know what I mean? Or sloppily overweight. And a woman be like, wow, that's body shaming, wow. But if a nigga, you know, was skinny, boy, I break you. Or if a nigga was fat, ew, nigga, why you so slimy and greasy? Ew, why you look like that? Why you so fat, nigga? Like, I've literally seen that double standard come out of women's mouths. That shit is ridiculous to me. Like, ugh. Double standards, first of all, I fucking hate them because they're all stupid. But it's like, why? You know what I mean? Like, why do they exist? But then again, I look at society and I see why they exist. It's just, double standards, I hate them so much because it's like, it's stupid. It's limiting people. It's like, well, why do you get to do that if another person gets to do it? And there's double standards of all types, you know? Religious double standards, there's sexual double standards, there's gender double standards, gender bias and all that. And it's stupid to me because it's like, why do we keep doing this to ourselves as people? You know what I mean? Like, a double standard that I didn't really like. I said that WNBA players should get paid more. I said, first of all, I had a post on Instagram, shameless plug, follow me on Instagram at SuperTL, SuperT3, and the letter O. And I had a post, I was like, college athletes should get paid, and WNBA players should get paid more. That was the bottom line. College athletes should get paid, and WNBA players should be getting paid more than what they are getting. And it's people that was on my comments literally saying, you had me all the way into the WNBA shit, chief. Like, real live dumbass comments like that. And the thing was, I didn't say that they should be getting paid the exact more than the NBA because they shouldn't. If you see what the NBA does compared to the WNBA, you'll see why, you know, the NBA gets paid extremely more. And the WNBA doesn't generate the same amount of revenue than the actual NBA does. So I'm not saying they should be paying the same amount, but WNBA players should be paid more. Solomon Hill was paid like $1.6 million, and that was like the entire salary for the WNBA. I just found that to be weird, you know what I mean? And I said college athletes should get paid, so I guess their dumbass only thought that I was talking about the men, because not sure you guys are aware, but NCAA also has what? Female athletes. So if you're saying college athletes should get paid, and I asked them like how much they were talking, like how much should they get paid, and they're like, you know, hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions, you know, at least 100K. No WNBA player makes 100K, but they are college athletes. So you're saying college athletes who are women should be getting paid more than professionals. You see how stupid that sounds? Like, double standards, it doesn't make sense to me. I don't get it. I just don't. And some of the double standards, I guess, are you know, necessary. Some are kind of necessary for society. What double standards are necessary to society? I don't know. I'm going to let you decide on that. But, you know, some double standards just, I feel like they're stupid. Like that whole WNBA shouldn't get paid more, but college athletes should get paid. You know, I found that to be stupid because you're saying that, because when I say college athletes, I'm also talking about the women, you know, because volleyball, fucking softball, all that, them females, them women play their fucking heart out, bro. Like, hell, even the basketball. Them women actually play their fucking heart out. Especially like UConn and what was that? Was it Mississippi State or Baylor? I can't remember who the fuck was playing at one point. But that fucking UConn program, you can't tell me they shouldn't be getting paid more. They whooping females' ass like 107 to like 33. Whooping females' ass. And you tell me they shouldn't get paid more? Or they shouldn't get paid? But the dude should? Even though their dude program loses like almost every fucking year? When was the last time? When was the last time UConn's dude team, their male team, was actually good? Exactly. But I can tell you, UConn has been reigning supreme for like the last decade. I don't know about reigning supreme because I remember them losing like a specific year in the last decade. But they certainly was like kicking ass over the last 10 years. Even though they lost 1 year, they was kicking ass the last 10 years. I know that for a fact. And you telling me the dude should get paid more? And some people, but if the dude team was in the women's league, then that's stupid. Obviously, they're going to win because, you know, they're dudes. Dudes, literally, okay, what I'm going to say might be considered controversial. What I'm about to say might be considered controversial. But in some ways, dudes are way more athletic than females. In some ways, because I ain't going to say all, even though I'm thinking about it. I ain't going to say all. But physically, dudes are supposed to be better at certain sports than women. Like basketball, for instance. I've seen a nigga who went by the name of Vince Carter put his elbow in the goddamn rim. For matter of fact, the entire league, the entire NBA, one of the requirements, I ain't gonna say like, I'm not being literal, but one of the requirements for the NBA almost is you gotta be able to dunk. Fucking Zion Williamson. Goddamn, even though he hasn't played a game yet. Vince Carter, Nate Robinson, Spud Webb. Them niggas was like 5-something, yamming. Nate Robinson was yamming on niggas, like dunking on them. AI, Derrick Rose, all them was like fucking dunk masters, nigga. Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Larry Bird. Dunking was fucking a requirement at one point. In the history of the WNBA, I want to say there was like 6 females total that dunked. 6. 6, nigga. Out of the entire history of the league. Not this year. The history of the league. I know entire NBA teams that can yam right now. Fucking New Orleans, I think all of New Orleans team can dunk. If I'm not mistaken, all of New Orleans team can dunk. Fucking the Lakers. Well, I don't know if Rondo can dunk. I'm pretty sure at one point in time he was yamming or something. You know what I mean? But you get my point. So, obviously, the talent is going to be different. But still, if a woman's team was more dominant than the male team, then obviously the women's team should be respected more. Even though the talent levels are different, they're still more dominant. You know what I mean? That's like y'all saying if Allen Iverson He's not the greatest shooting guard of all time. But if he played in middle school, he'd be the greatest shooting guard there. Or if he played in the high school league, he'd be the greatest shooting guard there. That's two different talent levels. Like, that comparison don't even make sense. You know what I mean? That's what y'all continue to do with the WNBA and the NBA. But dominance in their respective sport deserves recognition. You know, dominance in their respective lane deserves recognition. Like, you're telling me that UConn's basketball team or their basketball program, the women's team, shouldn't be respected more than UConn's men, even though UConn's women always goes to the Final Four, at least. At least. And UConn, I don't even think they was in the tournament this year. Like, I don't know if they were in the tournament. Deadass. I can't tell you. But you think just because, you know, they're men and they're women, the men should be respected more? That's kind of fucked up. And I just find double standards to be stupid in all assets. You know, assets? All facets. Fuck it. I can't speak right now, but you get what the fuck I'm talking about. Double standards are dumb. But some are necessary, I guess. But still, it's like we continue to limit people based on these double standards. Like, some double standards are necessary, once again, I say, but certainly not all. So I just want to get rid of the whole double standard thing, the whole double standard dilemma. But yeah. Anyway, thank you for listening to this awful fucking podcast. It is the first of, I ain't gonna say many, I ain't gonna say plenty, because I don't know what's going to happen between this episode and the next one, if there will even be a next one. But in the meantime, I'm Super Tio. This has been the Goof Nut Podcast. I'll catch you later. Stay lit. Take care. All right, I stole that from the Black Master Dolce on YouTube. Sorry, I just had to give him credit for that. Stay lit and take care, nigga.